Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm pleased to announce
it is time.
That it's time. What is it time for?
It is time for the talk of porches.
Unbridled
and untamed.
Welcome you to Porch Talk. This is your host, Alan, and this is an Unbridled and Untamed, as you just heard. I got Andrew Watkins here with me. He's getting a little mouthwash water here.
For them,
to lubricate everything.
For them little AMSR people.
ASMR, yes. And, I'm going to spend the next 15 minutes eating pickles. And I want you to stop laughing. I have to be serious. I have a jar of pickles, and one at a time, I want you to enjoy the crunch of each bite as it slowly soothes you.
And as for my dish, I have a gallon-sized jar of pickled pig feet. I'm gonna devour and let y'all listen.
A pickle, though. A pickle. Why would you pick a pickle?
Pickle?
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. Pickle.
Welcome, y'all, man. Let's get rolling here. ASMR included. If you listen to this late at night, I'm sorry if it puts you to bed just because it's so tranquil. It's quite the tranquilizer.
Mm.
It's quite the contraceptive to help you sleep. Just listen to these southern accents lull you.
Better than any melatonin there is to offer.
Funny times. All right, so one time I get a little mixed up about melanin. Mm-hmm. Melatonin.
Mm.
So one is like with skin. Considering the fact that I'm a ginger, I have zero melanin.
Was you trying to turn black? Was you taking a lot of it trying to turn black?
I was just trying to go to sleep. So, you know.
Tell you so much you start glowing in bed.
Like, man, I took so much melanin. My
skin is too bright.
Golly. And we were talking, man. It's like, man, yeah, I take melanin for sleep. And someone just kind of looked at me. Like, you mean melatonin? It's like, yeah, I'm pretty retarded. So in that regard, yeah.
You're missing some letters there.
I miss a T-O there with that.
That's funny. What is that melanin for? Like, just melanin to improve your skin, or is it make you darker? Or
no, I don't think you can do a whole lot about melanin. It's like melanin is like what's in your skin that depicts.
So you're trying to add to. If you take that, like you're trying to,
I was taking melatonin to help me sleep. I'm not taking melanin.
No, I'm saying if somebody was though, I'm just saying.
I don't know if they can they?
I don't know. You're the one that got it mixed up. You got it mixed up as just the name, or you got it mixed up? I thought you mean like you had bought melanin.
No,
and was taking it.
No, I had
it coming from?
No, I had melatonin. I just called it melanin. They was like, for your skin?
Like, there's a... Like,
you trying to get darker? You trying to be a dark ginger? What's going on?
Like, where would they get that from, though?
Probably the same place you get melatonin, I guess.
From animals?
Maybe.
Maybe. I know that some all-natural melatonins, they get it, they extract it from animals.
What's been going on in the world this week, man?
Man, a lot. A lot of things been going down. Like rain been going down.
Yeah, so right now we have a thunderstorm. I don't know
if you're hearing a
boom right there. But so we've been, like, just here in the South, we've been kind of blessed with... it depends on what you define as blessed. It's cooler temperature-wise than per usual this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
But it's backed by like 150% humidity. Yes. We've had a lot of rain, which kind of kept the temperature down, but it's been incredibly humid. And so this coming week, we're supposed to experience
heat.
90s plus humidity. And like with the thunderstorm that's backing up outside right now, I think tomorrow might be a two close changer or a three close changer. You remember we had a conversation not too long ago? I asked you about, now granted, you work at PACCAR, and like I do a lot of outside work, and so I pack a bag of a change of clothes. Sometimes I bring two to work, depending on how hot the day will be.
Yeah. Or, well, you know, a lot of assassins carry around extra clothes.
Yeah.
So, what you been up to?
Just trying to stay dry.
Okay.
But, like, when I get done with the workday, like, I'll change out. Like, and I'll change it to, like, some dry clothes or just street clothes, depending on what I'm doing. And, if I'm going out somewhere, like, I keep a backpack. Like, even if it's a one-day trip, like, there and back, you know?
Well, with you, it's a lot different because you're all the time going somewhere and doing something. So, you can change... Instead of coming back home and changing, you change and go wherever you're going. With me, I'm ready to get home. I absolutely hate stopping anywhere. I would just about pass up a hospital if I'm bleeding and be like, I think I got some glue at home. I'll close wounds.
I'm the same way, dude. If I get off work and someone gives me a text message, be like, will you stop at so-and-so to pick this up? And I'm like, no. Dude, I just worked 8 hours. I want to go home.
Exactly.
All right, and then sometimes, granted, I worked 8 hours and then went stopped off to do a podcast. And now I'm over it. I just want to be home.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Home is where you make it.
Home is where you make it. When they call you petrol.
Mm-hmm. So we're just going to bring back our topics. The last couple ones we haven't done topics.
Yeah, we got
I don't really have no topics.
But that's fine.
We can stretch three out of yours.
Yes. I have this idea I want to run by you. And as someone who has played football, as someone who has not been in what they would call a primary position or a, I don't know the, what would you call, like, a star power position? How would you rate, like, quarterback, receiver, wide receiver? You know, the people whose jerseys you're going to buy.
Yeah, the prominent ones.
Prominent position? Is that how you would put it?
I guess you'd say, yeah.
And so, like, I want to break this down, and I want to cover every side of this idea as best as I can, because I'm for it.
Mm-hmm.
And matter of fact, like, as Portsall, I want to endorse an athlete.
Mm-hmm.
So what are your thoughts on, and I would love to hear from you at home who are listening, like, write us, Facebook, email, text message, whatever. What do you think about the college football players, not just football, just collegiate athletes as a whole, being able to be endorsed? Like, if you go out, you can buy their jersey, and they get paid for that. Like, the quarterback for Alabama right now is right at $1 million, and he ain't even took a snap yet. Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
Not as a starter yet.
And it, like, let's open this discussion up. So, let's say that you are a lineman on the offensive line that's going to block for this guy who just, before even taking a snap, has over $1 million in endorsements.
Yeah.
Do you have any bad blood or anything toward him?
Well, that depend. That would depend.
Now, keep in mind, these are kids.
Yeah, I can take this from personal experience because I was a lineman in high school. You know, we had Casey Jones running the ball. We had Eric Jones running the ball. We had Justin Brock running the ball. So they could have a mediocre line and still would have done great. Mm-hmm. But we had a good line. We was heavy. And, you know, so you get a lot of that. You hear a lot of that. But if the team, the way as close as we was, they would say his name, but they would be talking about us. You know what I'm saying? They would be talking about the team.
Is that the way you take it?
Like, that's the way I take it. Like, I feel like now, but that's
even
just
as a high school.
Even as a high school, yeah.
So, like, let's just say WJEC wants to catch up with Justin Brock, who happened to be quarterback during that time period, to talk about the win. And he's like, yeah, we played a great game. If it wasn't, like, even if he didn't specifically mention the line, you were good and cool. There was no bad blood. You knew what he meant. It was interpreted.
You know, because I know it's part of the job anyway. And if you're going to do a job, you need to do it. Whether you like the person you're doing it with or not, whether they recognize you or not, you can't expect it to work right and good if you ain't putting all you can into it.
We've seen this play out in real life, and we've also seen it in I Want to Take It to Cinema. Do you remember when Adam Sandler redone the Burt Reynolds film, The Longest Yard?
Yes.
And so the big thing about...
Had Joey Diaz in it. It's my favorite comedian. Right. He's so funny.
Right. So do you remember when he was thrown in prison, Adam Sandler's character, for throwing a game in the NFL? And then at halftime, you know, the warden came up and said, you're going to throw this game or we're going to pin Caretaker's murder on you. Starts throwing it. And, you know, like, slowly begins to come to himself and finds it out. But the point of that is, it's like when he comes back up to own up for what he did, his whole line and his whole team didn't care. It's like, I'm not going to block for you.
Yeah.
You gave up on us.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that might be a bit of a different mentality. But I'm just thinking about that is, like, if I'm on this team, and I'm just giving a – because I've had a lot of conversations over the weeks. I'm sure you've had it, Pat Carr, especially just living here in Alabama, Mississippi, and, like, we're talking about these college athletes being endorsed, which is I think is great because that might finally bring back college football, the video game, right? NCAA college football.
Yeah.
So we can finally sell jerseys and we can finally have these games and all these endorsement deals can happen. So my coworker's father over lunch one day was, I don't think that's right because you're only going to have these real skill positions being paid. And what are you going to do with the rest? And I was like, it is what it is. And he was like, well, I can't help that I was built to be a left guard.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's, it is what it is, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But I was like, you have to understand that there's going to be people out me like that. I don't have that much money to throw, but this is the whole conversation. It's like, I want Porch Talk. I want Porch Talk to sponsor those left guards.
Yeah.
I want Porch Talk to be involved with those athletes who aren't getting the spotlight, because what you're doing is important.
Well, and one thing about it, that it's always been like that. I mean, that even from the beginning of football, the star players in the prominent positions are the ones who always get
the
most attention, the biggest fan base. Because to someone who's looking at just that, they can be, you know, the reason they win a game, when you know it takes the whole team anyway. But there's always been prominent players like that. It's always going to be like that. And that's just the way the world works. I mean, that's just something people can't complain about.
So, I mean, it's just your response.
Let them make some money if they want it. They've worked hard to get there. It ain't easy.
Before we take it to the next step, I want to ask you this. Is someone who came from being a lineman, from part of the entire process, but doesn't necessarily get the credit, it's kind of underlying credit, is... are you cool with that? Is that fine? Like, if the quarterback or running back is getting endorsements and you're just seeing them rack up piles of money? Because here's my idea. If I was the quarterback, let's just say I had $1 million endorsement. Everyone on that offensive line and in the backfield and maybe in the receiving core, I'd split that money with. Because of y'all, I'm able to shine.
There's a lot of quarterbacks that take care of their... Like Tom Brady.
A.J. McCarron done a good job of that, right?
Tom Brady takes his out to steak dinner like once a week or once a month or something and treats him right.
And that's honestly, just my understanding as being a leader of something, right?
Yeah.
If I'm the quarterback, I'm going to equally disperse everything. It's like, I'm nothing without y'all.
Yeah. I know I couldn't say what I would have done if we would have been able to do that when I was playing, but because I wasn't there. But in my mind... When I think back on it, when something good would happen or something, we would, you know, make a big play or whatever. When Casey, Eric, or Justin, whatever, scored or got the good game, they'd always come and pat us on the head. Good job, good job, good job. That was enough for me to want to keep going, because it was the love and bonding we had that.
They understood what it took to make that happen.
Yeah, yeah. Knowing that we're a team and that we have to work together gave us the hunger. Where it wasn't like, okay, if we want to win a state championship. It's like, we just want to play together. We want to win, of course, but we want to play as a team, because we know that's the most dangerous, is when somebody is a team like that.
And I didn't even really ask your thought on it. But I mean, what are your thoughts on collegiate athletes being able to be endorsed and be able to be paid for their athleticism? Are you for that?
Yeah,
I am too. I'm just giving you some of the arguments that I heard, and like the most compelling one was the one that I just gave, and I was like, any quarterback with sense, if there was any animosity amongst his line, settle it. It's like, dude. You know, you'll get hurt if they don't block, right? It's going back to that longest yard analogy.
Mm-hmm.
If it would ever be that childish.
Mm.
I'm just saying. But what do you think the impact of the future will be? Do you think going pro will be as prominent? Because, I mean, we're saying a quarterback from the University of Alabama has already got $1 million endorsement. Does he need to go pro? Because he's going to be there for another year or two. Probably another million or two, depending on how good he does.
Well, I mean, yeah, you make a good point, because, you know, a lot of the players leave as a junior with the thoughts of, okay, I want to make a lot of money one day, so I want to just go when I can now that I'm on my high horse. I'm not hurt. I don't get hurt, you know, my senior year or something. So they leave their junior year, you know, and which is smart, but now it might not happen as much. Now they might actually stay back a year, you know, make some more money, try to do good with their team, win another national championship or something, and get something, win a championship, and then what's their signing bonus going to be then? You know what I'm saying? That would be like trying to just better themselves investment.
My next question will be is with the future, and we'll see how this plays out. And of course, like, I want to build out these narratives on this. I want to spend some time on this topic just because you're someone who has skin in the game. You played is, if this fleshes out, and of course people are going to gripe and complain and they're going to want it out, but let's just say it proceeds. Do you see it leaking down to high school possibly in the future? Like maybe with more prominent schools? It'd like Hoover, someone who has the funding to like make merchandise for these players?
It'd be a long time, I think. I would think it would be a long time. Because you look at how long it took before it happened in college football. College football has been around longer than pro.
But think about everything that happened for it to happen. It was like, I mean, the greatest football game, arguably, is better than Madden, in my opinion. NCAA college football was canceled because of this idea of endorsement. And now it's legal, so we can have that game again. It's like, I'm not saying that we need a high school football game, but like, I mean, just to look far off, do you think that that would ever be a possibility? I personally align with you as like, if it is, it'll be a long way off. And like, with everything going on with American culture right now, it has no idea who it is.
Yeah.
And so who's to say what would possibly happen in the upcoming future?
There's no telling. And there's no telling how quick some stuff could happen in the near future as well. You know, we act like it. We think it and feel like it'd be a long time, but you never know. Things could shift again.
What do you think about this? And I think it may already be covered under the clause. I'm not sure. But let's just say that shout out to G-Mac. He's one of my favorite analysts. Greg McElroy, I think he does a phenomenal job. I'm not just saying that because I'm a Roll Tide guy, but I think he's a great analyst. Is if the University of Alabama was to print up number 12 Greg McElroy jerseys, it's his, right? He's part of the endorsement. That's his name.
Yeah.
And so all past work, I mean, like, what do you do with, like, all that?
They might have, like,
a contract. Do you have to pay them back?
Might have a contract that the students now sign with the universities to that has rules, terms, regulations.
Yeah.
And you probably had to have, and I ain't saying that Greg couldn't go back to the university and make a deal with them.
Yeah.
Just in case somebody buys.
There's a lot to think about with this. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. But I think it would have to be like, it might be to where the jersey has to sell so much before the students even get anything. I mean, if they only buy one.
Right.
I mean, they're going to give them, what, $20? I mean, you know.
Same thing with, like, the merchandise that I've made for the vinyl release, right?
Yeah.
Is, it's an online store. And why online? Why don't you make the shirts and keep it yourself? I don't want to be left holding the bag. And what do you mean by holding the bag? Is, let's say I make 500 t-shirts just because I'm thinking of five sizes. Small, medium, large, extra large, 2X, right? Make 100 of each. Well, there's going to be a lot of sizes that won't sell just because folks don't wear that size. And then a lot of it won't sell is just because people won't support it, right?
Yeah.
So I don't want to be left with holding the bag, so to speak, with boxes full of shirts I can't sell. So I create an online store. So you can order your size, your shirt. You get it. And by the way, I just saw one at the Neshoba County Fair. Like, we played the Groove Johnson, the band I play with. We played in the Neshoba County Fair Friday night. And
I heard there's a lot of people there. Talk about that for a little bit. That thing was huge.
It's legendary. It is huge. And, like, I'm just telling you what I know about that. That's a segue. It's Neshoba County Fair. It goes back to, like, 1926. It's been heavily delved into arts, entertainment, politics, lodging, bull riding, athleticism. Like, just anything that you could possibly imagine. And growing up as a child, we grew up in Lamar County, Alabama. But I went to Geyser Falls. You know, we were around Neshoba County. Geyser Falls is in Philadelphia. You had the casino. And as I got more involved with, like, musicians and got to know people from Mississippi, especially closer to Neshoba County, is the more that they talked about the mysticism of the Neshoba County Fair, of how just special it was, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the first time I would ever go, I would be able to play it. And, yeah. Man, I've got that little wrist stamp over there on my desk. It's like VIP, man. It was all access. And I'm on call that weekend, so I didn't get to enjoy it. But so I pretty much played and dipped out. But
that's still pretty cool. I heard that, like, for a day or two that spot has the most, is the most populated city in the state or something like that, because there's so many people that go.
I would not doubt it, because it was loading day Friday, and some people came on Thursday, but you're talking, I would estimate 100 acres of parking, and then you have people piling in, and like what it is in the inside of this, it's kind of outside the horse track, but you have what they call the square. Mm-hmm. Which is where these log cabins are built. And it's quite impressive, like, how they built these cabins, because the distance between them is, like, how the hammer hammered the nail. Because, like, you're literally dealing with, like, not enough space between. I don't know how they erected that. But these cabins all around, and I, just through doing porch talk, because I happen to already know some of the people that own the cabins, but, like, you're dealing with prominent names all throughout the state of Mississippi, such as the Mannings.
Yeah.
Archie Manning has a cabin in that square. Huh. And so the square surrounds this pavilion, which is where Groove Johnson played. And, like, all these hospitable people, like, you're talking about the South, right?
Yeah.
Southern hospitality. And we're all having time of our life. It's raining a little bit. It's not the exact weather you'd like to have, but for this time of year, it really cooled things off, even though it was humid. And think about, like, in my experience, and it was short-lived, it was in a four-hour experience, think about the greatest party that you could possibly have in a square surrounded by log cabins. And going throughout these log cabins and getting to know everybody and, like, sharing a moment and then stepping on stage and playing for them to close that night off.
Yeah.
And then, like, you got to come back next time, or you got to come back because it's a 10-day festival. It started Friday and it's going to be going until next Sunday, you know?
Oh, wow.
I know. So all this week they're blowing and going, and, like, you have all these phenomenal cooks. And they have, like, this rarity, like, there's these huge Gulf shrimp that I saw. It's kind of rare for the season.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of different meats. I mean, like, everybody is, like, giving everybody, it's just going to be one big party. And it's just, next year, this time of year, I plan to be down there.
Yeah.
And I'm going to invite you to come down. It's, like, just to experience this, because
yeah, it sounds like
if you've never heard of the Neshoba County Fair, like, it exceeds expectation, and just to play it,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I had somebody tell them about it. Was selling some stuff there. Was telling me how big it was and the story about the cabins.
It's a really big deal.
He said you'll be walking by the cabins and they'll be in there eating and stuff. And they'll just say, "Come on in, sit down and eat."
That literally happened twice, man. You just walking by, be like, "Hey, man, you hungry? Come on in here, get you something to eat."
Yeah, I hope that hope the world don't shut down again.
Yeah, I don't want to go to a black pill, but you know, just within the city, I work for the city of Starkville, and they're already within the city, they're amping up wearing masks again, so maybe there'll be some kind of draconian lockdown, even though we know that that is not a good way to go.
Yeah.
I'm a little hesitant on that, but I really don't have any say on that, so I mean, we'll see.
Maybe
last thing that I had to the conversation was So Looney Tunes, right? They made Space Jams 2.
Yes, so sorry, I'm not watching that.
I have no interest in watching it, but...
LeBron James is a crybaby. I don't care if you don't like me.
It's my opinion as well.
He's a crybaby.
And we could do a whole spiel on, like, Michael Jordan's NBA and LeBron's NBA. And
I wish that we could just get both of them in their prime and go back in time and get them and just give them a court, watch them play, and just end it. I don't care who wins, just end it so people be like...
That would be my thing.
Just get it over.
I know, personally, in my heart, I know who would.
Oh, I do too. But just to do it, just to... Yeah. With just whoever to wins, it. Just to get it out in the open.
Yeah.
This is what happened. This is who won.
So there's these action figures being made of LeBron for Space Jam 2. And some guy's going all throughout. I don't know if it's just... I just saw pictures of one store that was selling them, possibly a Walmart in the area, and all the heads are popped off. And then, like, you get online, and he's selling them on eBay. He's selling the eBays independently.
Wow. That's funny. That's hilarious.
What a sense of entrepreneurship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I don't know how to take it. I just take it at face value. I was like...
Yeah, that's funny. That's funny. That's funny.
If you want the whole kit, contact me.
Yeah.
Because I've already dislocated all the heads here.
Yep.
It's probably an inside gig, right? There's probably someone that works there.
I think so.
I mean, think about that. Is like, what goes through your mind? Like, do you think, like, he came in as a LeBron hater or a LeBron lover? Like, what's the psyche?
Definitely got to be a hater, in my opinion. Got to be a hater.
Almost has to be, right?
He's probably a millennial. And he's like, this is not the true Space Jam champion. This is blasphemy. We must destroy these idols.
Yeah. Man, I'm telling you. So, I don't know what to make.
I saw the old ones on HBO Max or something. And I'm going to watch that one again with Carly. She's never seen it. But we're not watching the new one.
She won't?
No, I would not let her.
Yeah, I don't know. I just... I personally... I don't know if I even will give myself an hour and a half to see that film. That's how much faith I have in it being wrong.
Yeah.
Like... to swap gears, He-Man Revelation or whatever they call the new reboot, Kevin Smith was heavily involved.
Mm-hmm.
The internet has completely shit on it.
Yeah.
Like, it's awful.
What they say.
So, I mean, think about all these reboots that we have. And that is that's my whole thought on this, is like, we need original idea.
Yeah. It's hard to do, man. There's so much out there. I mean, I don't think anybody can think of anything else. And if most people who do think about something that's, you know, not like nothing else, then it's labeled as far-fetched or, you know, or too out there or whatever. Like, what do you want?
Well, I mean, that's really what I'm working on now. Is like, I have a fantasy that I want to develop as a book and then see where it goes. And then even with supporting a collegiate athlete is, I believe... Even though, like, you might compare me to, like, Barstool Sports or Dave Portnoy, but, like, I want to be out there on that outside wing to be like,
yeah,
he'll take those chances.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's known to take those chances, maybe you should be known to give him a chance.
Yeah. I want to create a cartoon, like a comedy cartoon.
I would love that.
I think we could come up with some funny stuff, especially with the different voices that we can accomplish through these microphones.
Oh, my God.
I mean, we could make some stuff up.
Fauci!
Yeah. We could come up with some stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we got a lot of impersonations. And I'm just talking about, like, animation and art in general. I'm finalizing everything for the vinyl, and I was looking at everything that I would need to have done art-wise, because I have the front and back. I thought I was ready, and then you get the reading, and I'm not. And it's something that I'm going to have to outsource again to somebody that speaks that lingo, because
language.
I don't even know what the hell it's talking about. Like, when I read it, I'm like, that's foreign to me.
Yeah.
And so I have to outsource that. So it's...
You were talking about movies a while ago, too, man. There was a couple that come out this weekend that's pretty good, I think.
Yeah.
It might be worth watching. That movie, Old.
Old?
Old, yeah, O-L-D with... It's a M. Night Shyamalan movie. These people get abandoned on an island or something, and every 30 minutes is one year.
I saw the preview of that, yeah.
Yeah, every 30 minutes is one year of their life. Like, when they get there, these people have like a little boy, and by the end of the movie, he's a grown man.
What's that a depiction of?
I don't know, but it's crazy. I knew it would be one of the movies where I would like see the meaning in it. And sometimes I can see the meaning in the movie, in the trailer. But sometimes you gotta watch it to really know what it's meaning to you, what it's saying to you, what it's speaking.
What it speaks. Anything else to do?
No, I don't think so.
We out of here?
Yeah.
I'm out of here. Oh, bye-bye.
Bye.
This also happen to everything and everyone.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards. Save